KNX News Time 8:43. It was a virtual pharmacy at the bedside of Michael Jackson on display this week at the trial of his doctor, Conrad Murray. And today, a toxicologist will be testifying again on all the drugs found in Jackson's body. Just one bit of testimony today. Could also hear from Dr. Conrad Murray himself in a police interview. So the question is, how large is this Dr. Feelgood phenomenon where people with money can find doctors willing to write prescriptions? Dr. Reef Karim runs the Control Center on Addiction of Beverly Hills, and he joins us live. So, Doctor, tell us, how big is this phenomenon?
Well, this phenomenon has been big for a long time. It just there's now a celebrity death that has really put the spotlight on this Dr. Feelgood thing. But the concept of going to a doctor's office and getting medications for your problem and knowing that that will be regulated by the doctor is not necessarily there. There's a lot of doctors out there that are good people, that are smart, that know what they're doing, and will tell you about the abuse liability of a medication. But there's doctors out there, and what I say is there's really three types. There's the shady doctors that are just in it for the money. There's the naive doctors that anybody can work. You can just go in there and go, I'm feeling anxious and I can't sleep. And they're going to give you Xanax and they're going to give you sedative hypnotics and all sorts of other stuff. And then there's the people pleasers. And, you know, people forget that doctors are people too. And we have to have really strong boundaries and be able to just say no, very, so to speak.
Very quickly, let me jump in here and ask you, from your knowledge of the Murray case that's going on, how dangerous was the mix of drugs in Michael Jackson's body?
Well, the biggest problem with this mix of drugs is they're all very similar. The propofol is a little different, but the similarities in the Versed, the midazolam, the Ativan, the lorazepam, and a couple of the other medications he had, they all have synergistic side effects. The side effects are very similar, and those side effects are to cause respiratory depression and sedation, which means if you have one medication that makes your breathing slow down, then you take another medication that makes your breathing slow down, and then you take another one that makes your breathing slow down, guess what's going to happen? You're going to have three times the amount of breathing slowing down than you normally would because of the side effects.
Very quickly, propofol at home. You ever heard of that before?
Never, ever have I heard that at home. Just the concept of taking propofol outside of the hospital, the ICU, it's a huge red flag.
Dr. Reef Karim, thank you so much, with the Control Center on Addiction of Beverly Hills.